Hey, it's Bevan Lucas from Buzzword the Podcast. I just wanted to take a quick moment to thank all of you, our listeners, for checking out the show. If you're new to Buzzword the Podcast, be sure to hit subscribe. That way you never miss a new episode. Thanks for listening. Now enjoy the show.
Buzzword the Podcast is based on the Buzzword brand board game by Playmonster LLC.
Nerd Nook Trivia.
Nerd Nook Trivia presents our game of addictive wordplay. It's Buzzword the Podcast. And now, here's your host, Bevan Lucas.
Hello, and welcome to Buzzword the Podcast. I'm Bevan Lucas, and thank you so much for checking out our show. We've expanded the show to 3 rounds this season, and we also have some new features I'll tell you about in just a moment. First, as always, we have 2 players waiting to kick things off. Joining me this week are 2 guys you know and love. It's the return of Heath and Jake. Hey guys, welcome back.
Yo, hello, hello everyone.
What's new in your lives? Are you ready for spring break?
I don't know.
You're not going anywhere?
Not going anywhere. You know, spring break to me, you know, I don't understand it. Like, I thought that when I went to school, I was going to school from 8 a.m. until 9 p.m. at night. And nowadays, kids can't even make it that far. And now they're going to be here for a whole week in my house. It's terrifying. I don't know what's going on, what I'm going to do.
You don't know how you're going to survive.
Send them outside.
Yeah, send them outside. Oh. You know, I was watching a thing the other day where this woman was talking about how, like, in the 70s that, you know, they could buy cigarettes for their parents. Like, their parents would go give them money. And nowadays, like, and when they changed it,
So my dog is gracing us with his presence in the studio tonight, so I have a feeling it's going to be a very interesting recording.
Yeah.
He won't relax. He just doesn't know how to act with all these extra people in the house. So it's going to be fun. Parker, we love you, but you're getting on daddy's nerves. We've talked about maybe slipping him some drugs so he'll calm down.
I have suggested other
something
other medications to calm down this dog. I will not say them on the air.
Yeah. So the problem is if we actually kick him out of the studio, he's going to kick up an even bigger fuss that will actually derail this recording. So we're just trying to live with it. I'm sorry, guys. But back to spring break, Heath, you've got 2 little ones. They're going to be home the entire time with you. Are you going to be able to survive that?
They are not going to.
Oh.
They're going to their grandmother's. Both grandmothers. They're kind of. Yeah. Tag teaming.
Okay.
For most of the week.
So the kids get spring break and mom and dad, they get a break too.
I have a lot of things I want to do and I'll be able to knock them out.
That's like breaking even though. That's not really like gaining anything. It's just break even. My mom's coming in and that's going to be it. That's going to be watching one of the kids. I don't know which. And then I have to work from home. So I don't really understand. I don't really get a break. I would love to go to Miami. And work. That's what I should do. Yeah, just work in Miami.
Sign me up. Let's take the show on the road and let's all 3 just go to Miami.
That's right.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for coming back and playing the game. As I mentioned earlier, this is our 2nd season. We've got a lot of new features, one of which you guys get to pick from the 3 buzzwords that we are going to play with. And today those words are for, F-O-R, magic, or zip. Jake, you won the coin toss before the show. Which word would you like to play with?
Magic.
Magic? Okay, here we go. Jake, here's your first clue. Movie about male strippers.
Magic Mike.
There you go, number 1.
How would you know that?
That was a huge thing. It's directed by Steven Soderbergh. That's a big name.
And he's really, pretty much any movie question he's going to get. It doesn't matter, so.
Yeah. I've never watched the movie, actually, to be honest. I just know of it.
That's what he says. Understood. He's never watched the movie.
Yeah, sure.
Sure. Yeah, I just rattled off who directed it.
All right, clue number 2. Wave this while saying abracadabra.
Magic wand.
There you go. Number 3, NBA team in Florida.
Magic. Are you talking about the NBA team in Florida?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, because I'm just spouting off names right now. Miami Heat, Orlando Magic.
Orlando Magic. Yes. Mm-hmm. The one that has magic in the word.
Well, I thought
there you go.
I just said magic. I thought that was enough, but it was not. I needed to say the name of the city.
Judges, more specific, please. There we go. All right. Number four, a flying rug.
Magic carpet.
And four, the clean sweep, as the Peter, Paul, and Mary song says, he lives by the sea.
Peter, Paul, and who?
Mary.
Good old Mary.
God, this is another geriatric question. You know, this is nursing home. Go to the, I need to like,
it is.
I need to phone a friend.
I don't know if they're all alive. Phone a friend.
I need to phone an elder is what I need to do right now. This is where I'm at. So, the Peter, so like, what's the name of the song? What, go ahead, or the
yeah,
clue.
That's what we're looking for, the title.
Yeah, what's the clue?
As the Peter, Paul, and Mary song says, he lives by the sea. If you listen to any of the oldie stations, when we were kids, you know, they've always played songs from the 50s and 60s.
I have to pass the magic question.
All
I
right.
I can't think of it.
Okay, so Heath, you can steal that point. And the clue is, as the Peter, Paul, and Mary song says, he lives by the sea.
Well, geriatric or not, little kids know this song.
Yeah.
Puff the magic
dragon. There you go. That is
it.
Oh,
wow. Come on.
I was humming it the whole time. I hope that wasn't that loud.
You were not. The dog sounded it out.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Actually, I was going to say Parker the magic dragon when he was...
Ah, then I would have gotten that one, but...
Well, yeah.
Puff the magic... You know, I made a joke just now about Puff the magic dragon, and gosh darn it, I should have gotten
it. You missed it. Yeah, right?
Totally missed it.
totally didn't pick up on that. All right. Heath, here are your clues.
With magic.
With the word magic.
Okay.
Yes. Clue number one, please is known as...
The magic word.
Yeah, that is correct. Yes, please is the magic word. That's what we were looking for. Number two, collectible card game.
It's Magic the Gathering?
That is correct. And I was just going to say titles.
I was going to look around. I was
I wasn't going to say anything, but my college roommate, if he's listening, has spent... thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars in Magic the Gathering. He's not married.
I mean, even in the comic book stores, just seeing the prices on some of the cards, I'd like for a whole deck.
That's their money making. They don't make money on comics anymore.
No.
They make money on games.
And as Jake referred to, here in the Nerd Nook, we have all sorts of comic books, superhero statues, and things like that. For all of you listening on your favorite podcast platform, the whole room has nothing but superhero statues, kind of where we're sitting. So,
that's no Magic the Gathering thing.
No magic.
I want that clean.
So I'm a nerd, like with superheroes and comic books, not magic. I wouldn't know where to begin. Here we go. Clue number three: novelty toy giving advice for the future.
Well, the only thing I can think of is the old Magic 8-Ball.
That's correct. Number four: felt tip drawing tool.
I feel like I should know this.
I feel like you should too, especially being the dad to two younger children.
Unicorn stuff and magic this and that.
Okay.
But it's a...
a felt tip drawing tool.
And then there's the magic erasers. Mm-hmm. But you don't draw with those. You just clean off the walls that they just drew on.
They never do that.
No.
Never.
No.
Magic marker.
There you go. Yes, that is it.
That's
and...
general. I was looking for something more specific. Like a... I don't know.
That was what I was going to use if you didn't get it.
And for the clean sweep, Heath, famous 80s LA Laker player.
Magic Johnson.
There you go. He's getting all five. Right now, we actually have a score of 6-4. Heath is in the lead. He is going to go first for our second round. Heath, do you want the word for, F-O-R, or... zip.
Zippity-doo-dah.
All right.
Is that an answer?
Here we go. I would like to use
that. That's good enough.
Heath, here's your first clue. Multi-purpose cable tie.
Zip tie.
There you go. Number two, let's go close your coat.
Zip up your coat.
There you go. Number three, the five digits that tell where you live. Number four, info on a computer that's compressed to reduce size for storage.
Well, it's zipped files.
There you go. And for another clean sweep, number five, a fun outdoor ride, hold on and let it glide.
All right, I put one of these bad boys in last year.
There we go.
All right, zipline.
That's it. Heath's adding another 5 points to his score. All right, Jake, you've got some catching up to do. You ready for zip?
Oh, my mom raised me to be strong, not smart. All right, let's go.
Jake's looking for some redemption. He needs to score some points here. Clue number one, removable disk storage system.
Because he just had zip drive.
That is the correct answer, but he had zip file.
Oh, it's zip drive. All right. Now it's zip drive.
Number.
I yelled out zip drive.
Yeah, he did. So he kind of helped you out there. Yeah. Number two, keep quiet.
Zip it.
I wish the dog would right now keep quiet. Zip it. And we would also accept zip your lips. Zip there we lip. Go. Yeah. Number three, closure for pants or coats.
Zipper.
There you go. Clue number four, the title characters for the Marble Gang.
The Marble Gang?
Yes, like shooting marbles, M-A-R-B-L-E, and G-A-N-G.
Whoa. See, it's not the Little Rascals then, and it also has to have zip in it. Mm-mm. So, the Zip Gang.
No, listen to the clue again. The title characters for the Marble Gang.
See, it'd be something like silly, like it's the Zippers, which is not accurate. Which are it's like the Zip Liners. I don't know. Like this is 2013.
Yes. So you can't. You can't go off on how this was made in the 50s.
I can't do that today.
Like you do every time you come on. Yep. Nature You've already done it once this show.
Nature Made is generic.
Sugar Twin, even though this is about twins. There you go.
The Zip Twins.
No.
Twin Zips.
Nope. All right. So.
All right. Do you know this one, Heath?
I have no idea. Heath. I can guess, though, right?
Yeah, you can guess. Do you want the clue again?
Yes.
The title characters for the Marble Gang.
Zipman.
No. The answer is Zip and Zap.
Oh.
What is the Marble Gang? What's that from?
Well, Jake, since you asked, according to IMDb, Zip and Zap and the Marble Gang is an international film about two Spanish comic book heroes who are twins. They're forced to go to a summer boarding school where they always find themselves in trouble. And then they later go on a quest to find buried treasure. It's an international film, so there are subtitles in it. So if that's not your thing, maybe pass on this film.
This sounds like a terrible movie on Tubi that I need to watch tonight. I'm grabbing some non-alcoholic beer and I'm gonna
watch some for you.
I'm gonna watch some of these bad movies.
We're gonna zap our way into another break. We'll tally up the scores and we will be back with Mega Word and round three of Buzzword the Podcast.
If you're enjoying Buzzword the Podcast, be kind and leave us a rating or a review on your favorite podcast platform. It helps us out, and it introduces our show of crazy wordplay to new people. If you're new here, thanks for checking us out. And tell your friends.
Welcome back to Buzzword the Podcast. I'm playing the game this week with Jake and Heath. Right now, Heath is in the lead with a score of 10-8 as we head into Mega Word. All right, guys, I know you know how this works, but I'm going to explain it for anybody who might be joining us for the first time. This week, I'm going to show you an 11-letter word, and then I'm going to give you three potential answers. Two are made up, one is real. It's your job to give me the correct answer. If you can do that, you'll get 5 bonus points. It's as easy as that. All right, let's go. Here is this week's mega word. It is Eilurophile. And the three potential answers are a person who likes cats, a person who fears certain smells, or a person sensitive to high-pitched sounds. The answers are locked in. Jake, what do you say?
Sensitive to high-pitched sounds.
Okay, Heath.
This one is easy.
It is easy?
Oh, no, it is
okay,
not.
Okay, so what is it?
I think I gotta go C.
All right, so C. Okay, well, the correct answer is A.
Person. Oh, no! I am beyond confused, and now I have been educated today.
Sorry, guys. So that means the score is unchanged. It is still 10-8 with Jake trailing. He is going to need to pick up all the points he possibly can this last round.
And he needs to get all of his wrong, and I need to steal all of them. That's correct. What this is. That's...
So we have one word left. That is four. F-O-R. Jake, here we go. Sorry. Number one, useless.
Useless?
Mm-hmm.
Good for nothing.
That's it. Number two. Number two, about as can be expected in golf terms.
In golf terms?
Yeah. About as can be expected in golf terms.
This is another thing. I'm calling the nursing.
Thank you.
You can't use that. You can't use that for every clue that you don't know.
I don't know. I gotta call my parents now, like, because my dad plays a lot of golf. Like when it's like as good as it gets, I'm like, bogey. You know what do you mean? Like, I don't know, double bogey for me. Like, I don't know. Par for the course.
That is it. We finally got there with the right answer. Yes. Number three. In a stick up, put your hands up.
For those of you who don't know,
for those
I
of
wish
you
the
who,
picture came right? through. Yeah.
I wish we were on camera for that.
Jake is literally putting his hands up, and
I try to think like
I can't say anymore because I almost gave it away.
You see, I'm like four. I don't know. Like this is
four.
I'm good for laughs. That's what I'm good for.
There you go. And that's why we invite you back all the time. Right. That's why we like having you here. The word is four.
Forearm.
No, that is not correct. Isn't that F-O-R-E?
Oh. Yeah.
Four minus E-R.
That is not it. Lost. Okay. Number four. Don't talk on my behalf.
Don't talk on my behalf.
Yes.
That's why I wanted magic first. I was like, four, this would have been very hard. Repeat that one again. Sorry, my brain's all over the place.
Don't talk on my behalf.
Don't speak for me.
No. Number five, a top grade for trying your best.
I was going to make a joke about participation trophies, but I did not.
So
you need one.
Yeah.
That was a zinger.
Zipper.
I was saying, yeah.
Bevan here's part of the what do you call it? He's part of a Marvel gang.
Okay. There we go. Yeah, he's my zipper zap. or should it be zigger zag?
he's got to go to middle school detention for the summer. He's got to go. He's got to get in trouble.
I broke all the rules. It's my show. I can do what I want.
Got started. A for effort.
There you go. All right. So you're going to need Heath to get pretty much everything wrong.
That's right.
Say here 4.0, but
yeah.
Then the 4's wrong. How do you get 4 out of there?
You don't. Yeah. Heath, you can pick up 2 points.
Oh, I wasn't paying attention on any of those. So.
And widen your lead. Jake's going to hope that you get them wrong, but he missed clue number 3 in a stick up. Put your hands up.
The only thing I can think of is Toy Story. Reach for the sky.
That is it. He also missed number 4, don't talk on my behalf.
I don't know. That's...
We were looking for speak for yourself. Don't talk on my behalf, speak for yourself. All right, so right now the score is tied at 11. So Heath, you really just need 1 point to win the game. But we are going to go ahead and play your part of the round. Who knows? He could get them all wrong. So here we go. Clue number 1. Should be left to our feathered friends.
What was the first word?
Should be left to our feather friends.
For the birds.
Yes. Number 2, squeezed for minutes.
Squeezed for... What did you say? Is the answer in the question?
Squeezed for minutes.
Like 4 minutes or four?
F-O-R.
And you're looking for me to say F-O-R.
Yes.
You're looking for me to say four, which was in your squeezed four.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty common word.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know.
See, Jake, you could pick up a point there. All right, number 3. I'll pay to hear what you think.
I think my mind shut off.
I think that your listeners and all the listeners here are yelling the answer right now.
I just shut my brain off because I can't lose now. I'm just like, I don't need anything.
I hear from contestants all the time that when they listen to the show...
Yeah, they get it right away.
They get it right away.
Well, their mind's clear.
Right.
And mine's all jumbled.
When they're here in the studio or playing the game on Zoom, they say it's much harder.
Yeah. I just can't think.
All right. Number 4. Unable to get the big picture metaphorically in the woods.
I don't know either.
All right.
I'm drawing blanks.
Okay. All right. And the last one. One who repeatedly allows himself to be hurt or blamed.
I'm going to pass that too.
All right. These ones are not easy.
Four was the toughest word of this game. Heath, you picked up 1 point, taking your final score to 12. Jake, you could actually pick up some points and take the win. It is kind of difficult, but it can be done. The first one he missed was number two, squeezed for minutes.
See, I was going to say something like with haste, which is not accurate because it needs to have four. I was thinking like before time or for time.
You're very close.
What is it?
Pressed for time.
Pressed.
All right. So Jake is going to flip out and he's going to want to call the nursing home with this next one.
I am.
The clue is I'll pay to hear what you think. It's a very old fashioned.
Penny for your thoughts.
That is correct.
Ah, you can't. You stole your own. Did you know that the first time?
No. Like I said, I know when I shut my brain off and I knew I had it. That's why I totally just stopped. I was like, I can't think. Yeah.
We still have two more that we're going to try to get Jake some points. The next one is unable to get the big picture metaphorically in the woods.
I know it.
Do you know it, Jake?
No. Okay. No, go ahead. Okay. Go ahead.
What is it?
You confuse the trees for the forest, or the forest for the trees.
That is correct, yes. And finally, we've made it to the end. One who repeatedly allows himself to be hurt or blamed. I'm getting looks like nobody knows what the answer for is. I'm just going to tell you it is glutton for punishment. Heath, you're the big winner this week. Congratulations.
Yay.
I made it to double digits this week.
Yeah, you did. You did. Who knows? Maybe next time you could do the win. There's always hope, right?
There's always hope.
A for effort, Jake. A for effort.
Could have told him that before he started.
That's right. Before.
Got that one.
Thank you guys so much for coming back and playing the game. That's going to wrap it up for this edition of Buzzword the Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to subscribe to the show and leave us a rating. It really helps us out. You can also drop us a line at buzzwordthepodcast@gmail.com and find us on Facebook at Buzzword the Podcast. For Jake and Heath, I'm Bevan Lucas. See you later, guys.
Take care.
Thank you.
We'll have two new players next week. We'll see you then. So long.